In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen. Quick revision about last week. See how much did you collect in your mind? What is this? Urbana. What the meaning of Urbana? Offering. Urban means I offer something to the Lord. This is the Urbana. Korban, something I offer to God. Why it is round? Jesus, no beginning, no end, eternal. Very good. How can we bake the Urbana? What materials do we use? Water and flour. Very good. Why flour? Because Jesus is the bread of life. Very good. Very good. Round, no end, no beginning. Jesus is the bread of life. Do we put salt? No. Why? What the use of the salt? Salt keeps the food from corruption. Yes. And Jesus Christ is not corrupted. He doesn't need salt. Why don't we put sugar? Why? God is already sweet. He doesn't need something to sweeten him. And also because sweet is a sign of the or symbol of the pleasures, and Jesus Christ refused the pleasure. Yes? Yeah. And then we in the middle we have a stamp. How many crosses around the stamp? 12. Why? 12 disciples. Very good. What's in the middle? Yeah. A big cross symbolizing Jesus Christ. The one in the middle symbolizes our Lord Jesus Christ. And around him, 12 crosses symbolizing 12 disciples through whom Christianity spread the way all over the world. Yes? What we do right around the stamp? What we do right around the stamp, huh? You don't remember. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. What's the meaning? Agios? Shiros? Athanatos. We sang that last time in English, Holy God. You remember? Say with me. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Very good. Last question. Why 5 holes in the stem around the cross, around Jesus Christ? Why? Yeah, look here, look at the picture or the icon of the cross here. How many nails in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ? 5. Very good. That's why we put 5 holes around Jesus Christ, symbolizing the 5 wounds came out of his body. 2, 2, and 1 spear in his right side. Thank you very much. Today, we start the liturgy.
What is the liturgy?
The liturgy is a general or a congregation or a group prayer together. Liturgia means the service of the laos. Laos means the people. Liturgia means the service which all the people share together. Abuna in the altar, and Shemam Sahir deacons, and all the congregation, all the people. That's what we call liturgia. Liturgia.
Liturgy.
And the beginning of the liturgy, If we want to pray to the Lord, there is a very important item we have to have. Very important. What is that? Between each other. Between each other. No, between each other. Something between every one of us before we go to pray or receive the Holy Communion. We must have love and peace. Bravo. We must have peace. That's why the first prayer in the liturgy is the peace prayer. We call it reconciliation. Reconciliation means that there is a peace with one another. The Buddha starts saying, O God, the great and eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and that which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you destroyed through the manifestation of your only begotten Son. And then at the end of this prayer, the deacon says very important order. What is that? Greet one another with a holy kiss. What should we do? Come, and you stand here, and you stand here. When Abuna says, greet one another with a holy kiss, what should we do? We put our hands in hands, like that. Means that I have peace with you, and the sign of the peace is that our hands are in that, not kissing like that, like outside. We don't kiss or hug in the church. We should not do that. We should not do that. Why? Because already you have peace with one another. We just put hand in hand. Sometimes I see some men and some ladies do that. It's wrong. We don't hug, we don't kiss in the church. Only in the church we greet with another, one another with a holy kiss. The holy kiss is to put like that. Yeah. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Again, greet one another with a holy kiss. Thank you. Two ladies, come. You come here. Greet one another with a holy kiss. No. Like that. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Again, greet one another with the holy kiss here to see for your friends. Again, do it again. Greet one another. Very good. Greet one another with the holy kiss means that now everyone has peace with the others. If you don't have peace, if you are angry of your sister, of your brother, of your mother, of your friend, of your father, of anyone, do not approach the Holy Communion. We have to have peace with one another. That's why before we come to the church, we prepare ourselves. If any case I'm angry and enraged with one of my friends or my relatives, I solve that before coming to the church. And then after greeting, Abuna starts to say a very important. He also must have peace with the others. Abuna says, the Lord is be with you. And all of you reply saying, and with your, bravo. What does it mean under the your spirit? He says, the Lord with you. And you reply to him, and with your spirit. It means that we have peace with you also, Abuna. Pray for us. We have peace with one another. And for you, Abuna, who are standing now in the altar on behalf of all of us, we have peace with you. As you gave us saying, the Lord be with you, we also we say to you and with your spirit. And then he says, lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts, Yani. Don't think of anything. When you are standing in the liturgy, in the church, we should not dream out in anything, whatever it is. We lift up our hearts means we concentrate on whatever is said or prayed in the liturgy. And then when he says, lift up your hearts, what do you reply? They are with. Don't worry, Abuna, don't worry. This is the meaning. Don't worry, Abuna. It says, lift up your hearts. And then you say, our hearts are with God. Don't worry. Let us give thanks to the Lord. And all of you says, it's worthy, he is worthy and right. Worthy and right. Meet and right. Or worthy and right. And then Abuna describes what is in the altar, in the heavens. Abuna describes what is in the heavens. That the Lord is standing or sitting on his holy throne in heavens, and around him different orders of the angels. And I want to conclude my speech to you with these angels. We will keep them now. I will teach you the names of the angels who are mentioned in the liturgy surrounding the Lord in heavens. Count with me. And then we'll repeat it until we get it. The angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers, and the cherubim, and the seraphim. How many? 9. What is the 10? You. To complete the 10 orders of the Lord. 9 orders of angels in heavens, and the 10th is us. When we stand in angelic way, like the angels, we are considered among the orders who are standing before the Lord. Again I say, the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, the cherubim, and the seraphim. Again, the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, the cherubim, and the seraphim. Again and again, I will not leave you until you keep them, memorize them. Very good to know your friends in heavens. When we go in heavens, we will see all these orders and say, here's the angels, here's the archangel, in the pencils, here's the thrones, here's the dominions. Again, the angels, principalities, authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the power, the cherubim. Very good, very good. 8/10. I wanted 10/10. The angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, and the seraphim. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, inshallah, will be the last part of the liturgy. And the last liturgy for you in the summer camp, God willing. Be sure that all of you may come and also hear the rest of the liturgy, what we say, why we say, so as not you don't feel any more boring that the liturgy is long. It's long, not long, it's very interesting. When you understand it, we recognize every prayer in it, every meaning, why we do that, why we say that, you will never feel boring. You may come to Abuna and say, the liturgy was very fast today. We only finished it in 2 hours. We need more. Why? Because we understand everything in the liturgy. God bless you. Last time, the angels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, the powers, the cherubim. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the one to Creator, who created heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy, Catholic, apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.
Επί προσευχής τας ειτήρην υπό